Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us. And today, today is all about a better night's sleep, but doing it sustainably. And we are diving deep today into this Lisa Natural Hybrid mattress. And this is from a review that just came out from Mattress Advisory on March 7th, 2025.
Very recent.
Yeah. Very recent. And before we even get into it, I just want to remind you guys, go check out the show notes because there's an exclusive discount for this mattress down there.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah. You don't want to miss out on that. All right. So this Lisa Natural Hybrid, it seems like it's making some waves in the world of ego-conscious sleep. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, people are becoming more and more aware that like what they sleep on is just as important as how they sleep, right? And they're looking for these mattresses that align with their values. And I think that Lisa is really hitting the mark there.
Totally. And, you know, they've been around for a while now, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen their ads. I feel like they're one of the first ones to do like the whole bed in a box thing.
Yeah, they were one of the pioneers back in 2015. Right. But what's really cool is that they're not just hopping on this eco bandwagon now that it's like, you know, trendy. They've actually been committed to sustainability and social impact from the very beginning.
Yeah, and I saw that they've donated like a ton of mattresses. It was like 40,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a wild number.
It's huge. It is a wild number. And it's not just like a random number either. Like they partner with different shelters and organizations to make sure that those donations are actually going to the people who need them the most, like families transitioning out of homelessness. So it's really great to see.
Okay, so they're putting the money where their mouth is when it comes to like social responsibility. But let's get into the mattress itself. What makes this natural hybrid so natural?
Yeah, so it all boils down to the materials, right? So this isn't your average foam mattress. We're talking Talalay latex, which is known for being super breathable and responsive, and it's naturally sourced.
Okay, I'm already picturing myself sleeping cooler.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you've got organic cotton Joma wool, which, by the way, is sourced from New Zealand, and it's known for its amazing temperature regulating properties. Mm. And then to top it all off, they use recycled steel coils for support. So you're really getting comfort and durability without all of those like harsh chemicals and questionable materials that you find in some other mattresses.
Okay. All right. I'm intrigued, but the review mentioned 8 layers.
8 layers?
Is that really necessary? What's going on in there?
Well, think of it like this. Each layer plays a specific role in creating the perfect sleep environment.
Okay.
So you've got the organic cotton cover, right, for breathability and that like luxurious feel. And then a layer of Joma wool that helps wick away moisture so you don't overheat during the night. And remember those temperature regulating properties we talked about.
Yeah.
That wool layer is going to help keep you comfortable all night long, whether you tend to sleep hot or cold.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not just about piling on layers for the sake of it. There's a method to the madness. So what's next?
So underneath that, you've got memory foam for pressure relief, which is great for a side sleeper or anyone with aches and pains. And then there's the natural latex layer, which is GOLS certified.
GOLS certified. I have to admit, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no worries. It stands for the Global Organic Latex Standard. So it basically means that this latex meets strict criteria for being natural and sustainably sourced. So you can rest assured knowing that you're not breathing in any nasty chemicals while you sleep.
Gotcha.
Then you've got a comfort layer of polyfoam for that cozy feel, a transition layer of what they call premium transition foam to help distribute weight evenly. And then finally, the foundation, a base layer of recycled steel coils and high density foam for support and durability.
Wow. They really didn't skimp on the details. It sounds like a seriously engineered sleep system.
Mm.
All those layers must make for a pretty plush mattress, right?
You would think so, but actually Mattress Advisory describes it as medium firm, a 6 out of 10 on their firmness scale, and they say this makes it ideal for side and back sleepers because it provides that balance of cushioning and support. But they did mention that stomach sleepers or anyone on the heavier side might find it a bit too soft.
That makes sense. So it's a medium firm that works for both side and back sleepers. That's like a pretty wide range.
Yeah.
How does the Lisa manage to pull that off?
Well, that's where those carefully chosen materials and layers come into play, right? So that combination of latex and memory foam contours to your body, providing that pressure relief, while the coils offer that underlying support to keep your spine aligned. It's a pretty impressive feat of engineering, honestly.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this mattress is getting so much buzz.
Yeah.
It's not just about being eco-friendly. It seems like they've really thought about every aspect of comfort and support.
Exactly, and I think that's what sets Lisa apart. They're not just hopping on trends. They're truly innovating in the sleep space.
So we've got all these layers, sustainable materials, but let's talk about like the real world benefits.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the standout features that Mattress Advisory highlighted in their review?
Well, one thing they raved about was the cooling capabilities of this mattress. And let's be honest, who doesn't want to sleep cooler?
Especially if you're someone who, like, overheats at night.
Exactly. And remember that cotton cover and wool layer we talked about?
Yep.
They're both naturally breathable and moisture wicking. Plus, the coil system allows for a ton of air circulation. Even the latex itself is known for resisting heat retention.
Okay, so you're not going to wake up feeling like you're stuck to the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a plus.
Yeah.
But what about support? Does it actually feel supportive, or do you sink in too much with all those comfort layers?
According to the review, it offers excellent support, so that combination of memory foam, latex, and coils provides both pressure relief and, like, targeted support. They specifically called out that premium transition foam layer. It helps to evenly distribute weight and cradle the body, which is especially beneficial for side and back sleepers.
And they also mentioned something about edge support, which I know can be a big deal for some people.
Huge. Yeah, absolutely. That's thanks to those reinforced perimeter coils and that high density foam base. It means you can use the entire surface of the mattress without feeling like you're going to roll off, which is a huge plus for couples who want to maximize their sleep space.
Speaking of couples, how does it fare in the motion isolation department? You know, for those of us who share a bed with a partner who tosses and turns all night.
That's another area where the Lisa Natural Hybrid excels. Those individually wrapped coils really do a fantastic job at absorbing movement. So if your partner's doing the wave on their side of the bed, you won't even feel a ripple on yours.
Nice.
They even mentioned that it's incredibly quiet, which can be a major bonus for light sleepers.
Okay, so we've got cooling support, motion isolation, all big wins, but I'm sure no mattress is perfect.
Yeah.
What are some of the potential downsides that Mattress Advisory highlighted?
Well, we already touched on the firmness. It might not be the best fit for stomach sleepers or heavier individuals. They also mentioned that while the Lisa Natural Hybrid is generally a very durable mattress, the lifespan can vary depending on usage and individual factors. And of course, there's the price. You know, natural materials and this level of craftsmanship do come at a premium, so it's not the most budget-friendly option on the market.
That's true. But I think it's important to remember that a mattress is an investment in your health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're spending a third of your life on this thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of investments, I'm curious about the lifespan. How long do they say this mattress is likely to last?
They estimate 7 to 10 years, which is pretty standard for a high-quality hybrid mattress. And they also provide some helpful tips on cleaning and care to help you extend that lifespan. And of course, it comes with a lifetime warranty, which provides some added peace of mind.
Okay, so let's say our listener is intrigued by this Lisa Natural Hybrid, but wants to explore other options. Did Mattress Advisory offer any alternative suggestions?
They did. They highlighted two other mattresses with similar eco-friendly features, the Birch Natural Mattress and the Nola Natural 11. Both of those use organic materials and offer a hybrid design, so they're worth checking out if you're in the research phase.
So what does all this mean for our listener who's considering the Lisa Natural Hybrid? Is this the mattress of their dreams?
It really could be. It seems like a fantastic option for anyone prioritizing a cool, comfortable, and supportive sleep experience with that added bonus of knowing that you're making a sustainable choice. It's particularly well-suited for side and back sleepers, couples who value motion isolation, and anyone who tends to sleep hot. But as always, it's crucial to consider your individual needs and preferences, especially when it comes to firmness and budget.
It's all about finding that Goldilocks mattress, not too hard, not too soft,
yeah,
just right.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like the Lisa Natural Hybrid checks a lot of boxes. But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to Lisa's commitment to sustainability. We touched on, like, the materials and stuff, but
right.
Is there anything else they're doing to kind of minimize their environmental impact?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're really taking a holistic approach. For example, they use recycled materials in their packaging, and they've even partnered with the Arbor Day Foundation to plant a tree for every mattress sold.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. I love that they're thinking beyond just the product itself and, like, considering the entire life cycle.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a sign that they're committed to making a real difference. And I think that resonates with a lot of consumers these days, especially, you know, those who are eco-conscious.
Totally. So if our listener is, like, ready to take the plunge and invest in a Lisa Natural Hybrid, or at least, you know, do a little bit more research, where should they go?
Well, the best place to start is the Mattress Advisory website. Their review is incredibly comprehensive, and they actually have links to the Lisa's website where you can find all the details about the mattress and their different purchasing options.
And don't forget, we have that exclusive discount link in our show notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Save some money and support our show at the same time.
Exactly. Be sure to check that out.
All right. Any final thoughts for our listener who's on the hunt for the perfect mattress?
I would just say this mattress shopping can be so overwhelming, but don't get lost in the sea of options, you know?
Right.
Start by identifying your own sleep needs and priorities, like, do you tend to sleep hot? Do you need extra support for your back? Are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper, or a stomach sleeper? Once you have a clear understanding of what you need, then you can start narrowing down your choices.
That's such good advice.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in, like, marketing hype or flashy features. But ultimately, it's all about finding a mattress that helps you sleep better and feel your best.
Exactly. And remember, you're spending a significant portion of your life in bed. So investing in a good mattress is an investment in your overall well-being.
Well said. It sounds like the Lisa Natural Hybrid has a lot to offer. But as you said, it's all about finding the right fit for you. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners as they embark on their mattress quest?
Just remember to do your research, read reviews, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And most importantly, don't settle for a mattress that doesn't meet your needs. You deserve a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. Well, that's a wrap on our deep dive into the Lisa Natural Hybrid mattress. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time on the deep dive.
That's right. And speaking of research, don't forget to check out that exclusive discount link in our show notes for the Lisa Natural Hybrid. It might just be like the perfect mattress to help you achieve those sleep goals.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely worth considering.
Well, that about wraps things up for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored the world of sustainable sleep and took a close look at the Lisa Natural Hybrid mattress. We hope you learned a thing or two. And maybe even discover the mattress of your dreams.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Until next time, sleep well.